From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Syrian military is said to be closing in on a rebel stronghold near the border with Lebanon. A Syrian army source has told Syrian state television that government forces are tightening their siege of Zabadani and have inflicted heavy casualties there. The BBC's Jim Muir reports the troops are being supported by the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah.
Hezbollah's TV station Al-Manar carried the first pictures of the new offensive. It showed Zabadani wreathed in big plumes of smoke from explosions caused by heavy artillery and rocket bombardments and intensive airstrikes. The battle for the town had been looming for some days, during which, Al-Manar said, efforts to negotiate a peaceful resolution of the confrontation failed. Zabadani is believed to be largely deserted of civilians, but rebels there are said to have been reinforced by hundreds of fighters fleeing the nearby Lebanese border hills after a recent campaign there by Syrian government and Hezbollah forces.
The BBC's Jim Muir reporting there from Beirut. Last night's rival rallies that attracted tens of thousands to the streets of the Greek capital of Athens marked the end of campaigning on whether Greece should accept the terms of a Eurozone bailout. Greeks vote tomorrow in a referendum. Meanwhile, the debt crisis is hitting Greeks hard, but Steve Bechner of Mark News International reports on its wider repercussions.
Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen has said the U.S. economy has very limited direct exposure to Greece, either through trade or financial channels. But that doesn't mean the Greek debt crisis isn't having an impact. The major U.S. stock gauges dropped well over 1% last week by the end of trading Thursday. Investor anxiety remained on display Friday in European markets ahead of a Sunday referendum on demands by Greece's creditors that it take steps to get its debt under control. In a flight to safety, investors were putting money into German bonds. Depending on the referendum outcome, Wall Street could see more turmoil next week. For NPR News, I'm Steve Bechner.
In California, nursing homes will no longer have the legal authority to make treatment decisions for some of their residents. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports a court has found the law violates a resident's due process rights.
The law in question allowed physicians and nursing homes to make medical decisions on behalf of patients who were incompetent and who didn't have anyone who was their legally designated decision maker. One plaintiff had never been told that her doctor had found her incompetent until she was prevented from leaving her nursing home on the way to attend a social event. Another plaintiff, California Advocates for Nursing Home Reform, argued that the law had been used to over-medicate nursing home residents and deny them proper end-of-life care. In striking down the state law, the judge found that his ruling will likely create problems for many skilled nursing facilities, but ruled that the due process rights of the patients was more compelling. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
And this is NPR News. A search off Alaska for a cruise ship crew member has been suspended by the Coast Guard. The crew member went missing Thursday south of Douglas Island. The Coast Guard says security system video shows him jumping overboard without a life jacket. Authorities identify the man as a 27-year-old from Brazil. Boyd Packer, the leader of the Mormon faith's highest governing body, has died. Terry Gilday from member station KUER in Salt Lake City reports.
Packer was president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, the group that governs the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He was next in line to become president of the church itself and was beloved by many Mormons. Packer served in World War II as a bomber pilot and was appointed a member of the Quorum of the 12 in 1970. Boyd K. Packer was known as an advocate for the conservative ideals of Mormonism. In a 1993 speech, he warned that his religion faced what he called the greatest threat from three groups: feminists, homosexuals, and intellectuals. He died at his home in Salt Lake City on Friday at the age of 90. Church President Thomas Monson will appoint Packer's replacement. For NPR News, I'm Terry Gilday in Salt Lake City.
Serena Williams is acknowledging that she had a tough time emerging from the third round at Wimbledon.
I don't know. I honestly didn't think I was going to win. So how I pulled through, I really don't know. I just was like, listen, if I'm going to go lose, I'm going to try to lose doing the right things.
Williams was twice 2 points away from losing, but she survived her third round match against crowd favorite Britain's Heather Watson. Williams advanced to the second week of play. She plays her older sister Venus next week in the fourth round on Monday. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.